Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes for this Wednesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 26, and here the apostles meet and pray with other believers. Peter acts as the spokesman for the community, and the apostles proceed to choose a successor to Judas. And again, God's guiding word for us this morning is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading it. Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. Then the apostles went back to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is about a half mile away from the city. They entered the city and went up to the room where they were staying. Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Patriot, and Judas son of James. They gathered frequently to pray as a group, together with the women and with Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brothers. A few days later there was a meeting of the believers, about 120 in all, and Peter stood up to speak. "My friends," he said, "the scripture had come true in which the Holy Spirit, speaking through David, made a prediction about Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was a member of our group, for he had been chosen to have a part in our work. With the money that Judas got for his evil act, he bought a field where he fell to his death. He burst open and all his insides spilled out. All the people living in Jerusalem heard about it, and so in their own language they call that field Adelkama, which means the field of blood. For it was written in the book of Psalms, 'May his house become empty, may no one live in it. It is written, may someone else take his place of service.' So then, someone must join us as a witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. He must be one of the men who were in our group during the whole time that the Lord Jesus traveled about with us, beginning from the time that John preached his message of baptism until that day that Jesus was taken up from us to heaven." So they proposed two men, Joseph, who was called Barsabbas, also known as Justice, and Matthias. And then they prayed, "Lord, you know the thoughts of everyone, so show us which of these two you have chosen to serve as an apostle in the place of Judas, who left to go to the place where he belongs." Then they drew lots and chose between the two men, and the one chosen was Matthias, who was added to the group of the 11 apostles. And the key verse for today is Acts chapter 1, verse 14. It says, "Where they gathered frequently to pray as a group." Well, beloved, this is, we see where the apostles have taken it upon themselves to choose someone to replace the Judas. And, they found a scripture over here saying that, may someone else take his place of service. And you'll have to forgive me, but I'm not so sure that this was God's plan. And they did it. They chose Matthias by basically drawing lots. And then we really don't hear much about Matthias. And later on, of course, we have the Apostle Paul that comes along and really steps up and walks big time in the office of the Apostle. Just personally, although it doesn't really mean anything, I believe that he is the 12th Apostle as far as the Apostles of the Lamb that Jesus chose. But, that's neither here nor there. But we need to be very, very careful when we decide that we need to step in and do something. It may sound right. We might even have some scripture to back it up. But we need to be careful when we say this is what God wants us to do. So, that might be something to keep in mind when we are truly trying to find God's will in something, and sometimes it's better not to do anything, just to continue to wait upon the Lord, than it is to step out and do something that it just not be exactly what God had planned. Let us pray. Almighty God, empower me to share the good news of your love and salvation with all that I meet today, and to serve you always. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we are going to be back in Psalm 47, where we read that God is King over all the world. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, may he watch over you, and guide every one of your steps. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.